RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Hard-fought game. Came up, you know, on the short end of it here. Thought there were some good things in the game that we can build off of, and then some things definitely that we have to make sure we get shored up as we move forward here. With that, the time's yours.
What went into the decision, Sean, to go for two at the end?
Wanted to be aggressive, going for the win. You know, we feel like, you know, only a certain amount of time left at that point, and felt like we had a great call, great opportunity to go win it, and I'm going to be aggressive, so I'm not going to sit back.
Did having the kick blocked earlier impact your decision-making at all?
Potentially. It wasn't everything, but you know, I trust Josh Allen with the ball in his hands, and I'd do it over again.
Coach, how tough can it be when the defense is playing with the lights out and just can't get nothing going offensively?
Yeah, some games are like that, you know, and that's a really good defense, well-coached. You know, the front four is legit, as you guys saw, and there's a reason why they won the Super Bowl last year, and, you know, they do a really good job. We had some opportunities. We didn't play as well as I would have liked to see us play, but we're going to learn some things from this game that we can do better as we move forward, and we're going to need to.
This was a big topic of conversation coming to this one, down DQ, down Jordan Phillips. What did you make of what those young defensive linemen did?
No, I thought it was a really good effort defensively. Some things, of course, they went back as well, and some things we need to learn on that side of the ball as well. But that was a point of emphasis during the week. I thought the defensive staff did a great job with the game plan. The guys executed. They're very physical in their gaps primarily, and guys were swarming, so it was good to see.
Did you notice a change at all? Just the vibe of the defense when Shaq came in and made a couple plays?
I don't know. I thought they were playing well prior to that. So unfortunately, TB went down. You know, Shaq came in and was ready to go, which is the important piece of that.
5 minutes though with no points. I know it's a good defense, but is that a concern? Because you're going to see defenses like that in the postseason when you get there.
No, we are. And we talked about that after the game. You know, we've got to learn some things from this game. I know we all want to win. Right? You work hard during the week. We're a very competitive group. We want to win, and I want to win. Right, so you learn things from this game that we've got to get shored up if we want to advance in the playoffs, and that's what I'm mostly focused on right now.
Obviously, those guys want to score on every drive from the opening kickoff all the way through, but do you think that maybe there might be a tendency within your team of even if we don't get it going, we'll figure it out? Like, we'll just, because you have pulled so many out this year, is that a dangerous game to play?
That's not our mindset, Tim. I certainly understand why you'd ask that question because of the last few games in particular. That's not our mindset. Our mindset is to play a 60-plus minute game, whatever it takes. You know, they were doing some things, and again, they made some stops. Really, you know, without looking at the film, you say, hey, first down, you know, first down success, staying out of second down and long, staying out of third down and long. You're against a, you know, a group that can flat out get after the passer, and it's not where you want to live for most of the game, and that's where I felt like we were for quite a bit of it. I did see some of the adjustments later in the game. We started getting the ball on the perimeter a little bit with the shorter passing game and out of Josh's hands into the flat. So those were good things. Hit a screen as well with Ty that got us going as well. So again, things we can learn that we're going to need to learn from and take forward with us as we move forward here and grow as an offense in this case.
We've asked you about downfield passing quite a bit all season. Completed three deep ones today. What significance can that hold for you guys? Is just you tried to sort out your rotation for the playoffs and trying to add another layer to your offense.
Yeah, I thought B. Cooks had a game for us. Shaves made a big play on the contested catch on our sideline there. So there was some production there, which is good to see. I believe in those guys. They work, like I told you last week, they work extremely hard. And we're going to need them to be productive for us in order to stay as a balanced offense, where it's not, the ball's just not going to one person or one position group.
Where's your level of concern with the number of hits Josh has taken? You think he was sacked 5 times today. It's up to 40 now on the year. That's the most in his career in a single season. What the punishment that he's been absorbing in some of these games, where's your level of concern with that?
No, I'm always concerned. I said this to you after the Houston game. Similar type defense, right, in terms of how they're built. So you're going to see it again in the playoffs. That's usually teams that are built up front or in the playoffs, and they have long success in the playoffs. So that's a part of us making sure we're assuring that piece of what we do up. And it's never one position group. It's never one player. It's a deal where we got to continue to grow as an offense. And I'm confident in Joe and the offensive staff. They've done a lot of good things this year, and this film will speak to us. It really will.
Where do you feel you are
defensively?
Well,
tonight, we did some things. Got off the field on the third down. The first down was the biggest thing for us. I believe we're growing, and we need to grow. It's the run defense that was asked about earlier. That was good to see. So that's part of how do you get the team as good as you can get it as you move into the playoffs. And identifying and being honest with yourself of this is what needs to change, this is what needs to improve, this is where we're good, and then who's out there, right? So you guys know we've been trying to spin the dial, trying to figure things out, and tonight I was very, very pleased with what I saw from the defensive side. It wasn't perfect, and it's not going to be perfect, but some of those young guys, and then just the overall relentless nature of the defense and getting off the field on third down.
There's no question about Josh Allen about this. He's had the foot had zero impact on him. But how concerning is this as you kind of keep going towards the playoffs here, and that's something that looked like it'd get a time to look at?
Yeah, this past week he felt better and better during the week. Went into the game, playing the game, he got sore again. And so they did the x-rays, came back negative, just wanted to see, make sure nothing else was going on there. So he's sore right now, but nothing new has popped up at this point.
On the blocked extra point that they had when you guys scored your first touchdown, how much of that is them making a good play and how much of it is poor execution? Like, admittedly, I don't know if that's driving, if it needs to be that low, or if they just made a great play.
Well, I would say their player is a great player and got penetration, so it's never usually not just one situation or one person. I think there's some things on our side we can do better also. So whether the kick needs to get up sooner in terms of the protection as well, that part as well. So as you guys know, it's when you're playing a good football team, it's the details matter. And every play matters. It's no different in the playoffs. Every last play is going to matter. And again, we talk about learning from tonight's game. That's an area we can learn from right there.
Coach, we know Josh is just his toughest critic and the fairest competitor. Like, on that last play, we all know he would want that back. What was your message to Josh, right after that?
Same thing. Yeah, in the locker room we talked, and I'd do it again. Got a heck of a quarterback. He's the best quarterback in the league, and I take him 1,000 out of 1,000 times to make that throw, and he'll make it. He will.
How close is Pat Prater to returning?
getting there. How close exactly, I won't know until we get through into the start of the week this week. But from what he told me before the game, he's getting real close.
Two-point conversion. Guys from the offense were saying that it really mattered to them, the trust you have in them, showing that. Was that a factor on top of the aggressiveness of the play calling, just showing guys that you believe in them going into the playoffs?
That wasn't why I did it, but I appreciate them feeling that. And that's important as a coach. You want your players to know that you believe in them, and I do. And like I said, every situation is different. So, you know, a certain amount of time on the clock, maybe we kick the extra point, maybe not. You're trying to read the game, and then at the end of the day, as I've said before, I trust those guys, and I trust Josh Allen.
Knowing that you're going to be playing a playoff game in 2 weeks, what's your priority for next week in terms of the roster?
Yeah, where do you want to start? We got a lot of things we need to discuss as a leadership group. And, I mean, you got the last game in Highmark Stadium here. That's important to me. It'll be important to our guys, to our staff. Then there's other things that come into consideration, you know. So it won't be easy. But it is important that we have a good weekend.
What is the standard for winning the division? And it's not going to happen this year. I know that's a goal at the beginning of the year. Does the mindset change at all? Is anything different now that it's going to be different now going forward?
In terms of?
Well, since they've clinched the division. That's what I mean. So,
like with what?
No, just in a sense of like, I know that's your
because
goal at the beginning of the year.
Row,
yeah, for your team going forward from this. Yeah.
Are you saying because it was 5 years in a row and then this year they won it? I don't know what your mic helped me out here.
Well, that's all I just meant. That has always been your goal.
Does it make me happy?
No.
I'm searching for what you want.
I just meant your mindset for this team.
No, it doesn't make me happy.
Right.
But go ahead.
Okay. I just meant in terms of, that's been your goal at the beginning of the year. We're chasing that up till tonight, and now that's over, anything change for your team?
We focus on getting better. That's the piece we can control, Mike. And I'm respectfully with your question. I'm going to give you a respectful answer. It is important that we win the division. It's something we've taken a lot of pride in. That's obviously not in our control anymore. So we've got to focus on, as I said before, here's where we're at. What are we going to do to shore things up? What are we going to do to learn from this game? And it's easy to say learn, but what are the hot spots that, hey, could become an Achilles heel if we don't fix it, right? And how do we fix it? Do we fix it with, you know, different schematics, or do we fix it with different, you know, approach or personnel? What is it, right? So we all want to win the game, but there's also things you learn from what hat went on full in that field tonight.
What explanation were you given?
Say it again.
Any further update on TP?
Just a calf. That's, I don't know the extent of it. Atlanta right now, but he was not able to return in the game.
Explanation, if any, were you given on the fumble in the first half with Josh?
Yeah. Not much, really. Just, what I saw on our video board was Josh's hand disappear and then on time, I would say his hand disappears between, you know, on the video shot at least, and the ball comes out down. So I didn't have a better replay of what was going on, but it did not look like there was a grab of the ball, and then the ball comes out, you know, a split second later. It just looked like his hand came down, the ball flew out at the same time, and it was able to fumble. So I trust that they, you know, looked at it the fine-tooth comb there and ruled like they did, so that's nothing we can do about it.
Coach, can you talk a little bit about Greg Russo's play the last few weeks?
Yeah, last week obviously had the big game, was very productive, played more physical. When you rush, you got to bring a physical. That's got to be part of your toolbox, and looked like he had some production as well tonight, and especially early in the game, I think he got a hit on the quarterback there, so. That'll be important for us, as I mentioned last week. That'll be important for us, Greg's play, as we move forward and try and get to the, hey, how do we look in a four-man rush? You know, so that's something those guys take a lot of pride in, and hopefully they're hitting their stride at the right time.
Coach, you're doing more with less. So you took the defending world champions to the wire, down final point. I know immediately, you know, you haven't watched film, but what immediately did you learn from this?
Yeah, like I said, it wasn't all the loss is the loss, but you got to look at the process and really hone in on what was good and make sure we double down on those things so the players understand that this is what it's going to take, what you just did right here, this is what's going to work for us as we move forward, and then over here, this isn't. And then we look at ourselves as coaches and you say, hey, what can we get better at? So you're constantly trying to retool and tweak things to get your team as good as it can possibly be.
John, you had Oliver update?
Nothing that I can talk about right now. I think he's moving in a good direction, but, you know, a little bit of a, call it setback this past week maybe. So I don't know if it's going to affect his timeline or not. I don't know enough yet. But that's all I have for you right now. And if and when I do get something more, I'll get it to you.
The Patriots winning today made your odds or your chances that much longer to win the division. So going into the game, did that factor into your decision whether to go for two versus extending it? Would you have extended it if you had a greater chance to win the division?
We talked about that before the game. We always kind of talk about, especially late in the year, what does a tie do? What is, you know, especially with overtime, what does a tie do? What does, you know, a win do? Obviously, you start there and then you kind of go down from there. So, you know, again, I'll tell you this, and separate from, you know, what was going on there, it's we play to win, and I coach to win. So if I had to do all over again, I'd do the same darn thing, and he would make the throw.
So. Question earlier about the hits.
I believe.
To Jay's question earlier about Josh taking the hits, did that have any factor in going for it, knowing like, hey, maybe he is a little bit banged up and we have one play here, as opposed to taking it potentially in overtime and maybe exposing him or making something worse?
You know, coming into the game, I'd be lying if I said I didn't have my eyes on Josh, right, just because of how important he is to us, and we're in the playoffs. But I also know who he is, and he's as competitive as there is and as good as there is. But I also have a responsibility to protect him to make sure he's as healthy as possible for us as we move into the playoffs. So that's what I think during the week somebody asked about it a little bit, or about looking at more than one thing, and I was like, that's what I was referring to when I said kind of multitasking. But I also don't want to introduce that into the team, into his mindset, nor the team's mindset of, hey, oh, if some, you know, I'm going to pull him. No, it's, so we had eyes on him. I had eyes on him. So did Nate. And you know, you got to know to get 17 off the field, I'm going to have to wrestle him, basically.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.